Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Guess who? This is the old Rough Rider himself with another exciting episode of Rough Rider Radio. Today's topic, Trump turns hard right. Alt-right. Right-wing batshit. Let's get right to it, shall we? Today is August the 26th, 2016. The source material from this is AOL, that's Netscape, AOL Air America, from August the 25th. Here we go. A poll from the Quinnipiac University, a well-respected polling outfit, released on yesterday, August the 25th, 2016, gave Hillary Clinton a massive advantage over her Republican counterpart, Donald Trump, just 75 days before November's election. The poll put Clinton, the Democratic presidential nominee, at 51% and Trump, the Republican nominee, at 41% in a head-to-head matchup. Meanwhile, Trump calls Hillary a bigot. And yesterday, Trump, addressing a crowd in Mississippi and asking for black voters to support him, makes condescending remarks and caps it all off with insisting that African Americans support him. And finally, in an apparent exasperation, finally declaring, quote, "What have you got to lose?" unquote. What does all this mean? What does it all signify in the 2016 presidential contest, you ask, Kimo Sabi? It means that Donald Trump knows he's trailing and trailing badly all across the nation with just 75 days left in this presidential campaign. His campaign CEO manager, Stephen Bannon, who is the current CEO of the ultra batshit right-wing website, blog site, political dumpster fire site, Breitbart.com. He's still the CEO there. And his campaign manager knows that a sure sign of a flagging political campaign operation, because he is the third campaign manager that Donald Trump campaign has had in the last 2 months. So while Trump passed up on the opportunity to deliver his immigration address today, yesterday, actually Thursday, fueling speculation that he may be softening his hardcore mass deportation stance regarding immigration that he made as the centerpiece of his primary campaign with the intent of perhaps broadening his pool of potential voters, no such credence should be placed into this notion. It's all kabuki theater. Given the stark reality currently confronting Donald J. Trump, he's going to double down on his current course of campaigning. Call of the right, the hard right, the hard right wing, the white supremacist, the white nation, the where is my country crap is simply going to be much too hard to resist for Donald J. Trump anyway. Now that he's up to his eyeballs in that swamp, that racial, racist, tribal, ethnocentric swamp. This top guy now is Steve Bannon, who is, as I've indicated already, is the current CEO of the ultra-right wing website Breitbart, known for pushing oddball, outlandish conspiracy theories and tabloid-type pablum on its blog site. The white population in this country that harbors racial animosity and xenophobia against anyone different, anyone born or foreign-born, anyone different than American-born, anyone that is looks different, talks different, is what propelled Trump to his position as the GOP nominee. So, confronting a substantial voter deficit, Trump, already bereft of any real policy solutions, is now reduced to insulting black voters supporting him. By the way, Donald Trump has a total of 1%, yes, 1% of the African-American vote. Calling Hillary crooked and deserving of jail sentencing and calling the entire election process itself rigged and slanted in favor of Hillary. And finally, leaving open the not-so-veiled threat of civil unrest at the hands of his own ultra-right supporters after November the 8th, 2016, if he, Donald J. Trump, should lose to Hillary Clinton. Trump went from the very beginning for the lowest hanging fruit to launch his political campaign in 2015 by going after the poorly educated white folk. And rather than cut into that support by attempting to appeal now in the general election to more moderate swing voters by softening his immigration, instead, Trump will only seek to add to this base of voters while retaining that hardcore message simply by scaring other voters out of voting for Hillary in the first place, or better yet, somehow, miraculously, voting for him, Donald J. Trump. Instead, Trump is going alt-right, alternative right, which is racist, xenophobic, far, far uber-right in 2016. It's the America First, the America Nativist, the America the Fortress, America Retrograde. It's too late. Trump can't change course with only 4 days remaining till the election day, November the 8th. It's going to be Armageddon for Trump. Crash and burn, for better or worse. Trump is Hitler in the bunker, willing to go down in flames if he has to, and he will. So keep that cyanide tablet on the bedstand, Donald. You'll need it come November the 8th, 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for listening to Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.